Sunday, April 2, the city is closing its roads for the Tour to Brisbane, and 10Ks is perfect for newbies or young guns. More info at tourtobrisbane.org.
Tuesday podcast. Welcome to it. It's Marto, Margo and Dan.
Get amongst
Bloody,
it.
G'day.
What a show today. Yeah, was I've given 110%. I can't give any more.
You look
cooked. Because that 10% doesn't even exist. No, it's 100%.
Right. Or nothing.
Or nothing.
Mm. I gave nothing today.
You gave nothing.
Zero.
Well, it's because you did all, you know, that training for the police.
The police, yeah. Mm.
No. Which was today.
Which is hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't happened yet.
No, don't give
You're
up
getting
the
getting yourself all warmed up, mate. Mm.
That was like the live skit we do. We'll never do that again. I can remember whether I'd already done it or
was
not.
There a few firsts.
Can I give us an early, just for the live skit, just an
good
early
point.
Fry pan Tuesday?
Geez, I tell you what, that girl who's joined your... Oh, no, we'll wait. We'll leave it go.
It's all coming up. The live sketch is coming up. You'll hear it all. Yeah. Apologies in advance. But we like to get to the burner phone. 0484101045. What do we got here?
Well, there's just a little reminder to shoot through your name when you text the burner phone, because we had someone text in today after the World War II Battle of Brisbane saying that the Kiwis had the same fight with the Yanks in the Battle of New Zealand. Because we were talking about the great battles of Brisbane, we're going to be carrying one out in the tug of war of Brisbane over the bridge, over the Brisbane River, north side versus south side. And we were like, what other battles of Brisbane have been there, Marto? And you took us into a very in-depth history lesson.
1942, yes. The American soldiers who were stationed here, the Australians had a gut full of them rooting our chicks and just started to go in a stink that lasted for 2 days and many people died.
I think what you alluded to was that the women of Brisbane were sluts.
Whoa. I mean, you're shaming them.
I didn't
now.
Want to. That's
maybe the American blokes
that's war shaming.
12,000 of them.
Some of these women are great grandmothers, and
maybe the blokes of Brisbane had to step up their game.
Did they stay here, or did they go back to America?
Yeah, a lot of them went home with the troops after the war, or I think they got married or pregnant, even worse.
Oh, knocked
and then
up.
The American soldiers took off.
Out of wedlock.
Mate,
there was no pill back then, so there would have been an enormous amount of pregnancy.
You
in
said they were very shooty. Maybe did.
As in down with the downstairs. The old fella.
I'm not going there.
No blanks there. Maybe the Brisbane.
So the Kiwis had the same fight. So the Yanks are over in New Zealand as well, going, oh, look at us, we're Americans, look how rich
showing
we are,
off.
And rooting the Kiwi birds.
Oh.
So that's what happens. The Americans just went around the world rooting.
Well, good on them.
Yeah,
they're chiseled and they were working hard for it, and the girls chose who they chose.
Mm. Maybe that's where the term Yankee came from, Kiwi and Yank.
Oh.
It's like a...
I think it was already around.
An anagram?
The Kiwis would have been called the Yankees because they would have been yanking because all the girls are pissed off with
not
the
wanking.
Americans.
Yankees.
Yankees versus Wankies.
Yeah, the wanky hanky.
Panky wanky.
Panky panky.
My all Yankee right, wanky heart.
What does Caitlin have to say, Marto?
Caitlin from Redland Bay. Lovely continuation. This is my partner's true love. What does this mean? Now I'm kind of worried that he might leave me for Marto. What's this? What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Oh, good. As long as you don't know either.
What are you talking about?
Caitlin from Redland Bay. This is my partner's true love. Yeah. Now I'm kind of worried that he might leave me for Marto. What were you talking today about, Marto?
Well, is that Alex? Are you listening to us with producer Alex outside? Caitlin from Redland Bay, my partner's true love. Leave me for Marto. What was that about?
She doesn't seem to be speaking English.
All right, he'll text. On the WhatsApp?
It's on our WhatsApp group.
On our WhatsApp.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Hang on a second. We can't be across everything.
Shit.
I don't like the WhatsApp.
The grass.
The lawn mower.
Best of the burner. Okay, I got it now. So, this Caitlin from Redland Bay has sent us. Oh, my Lord.
She aerated.
That is beautiful looking grass.
Lawn porn.
Sorry.
Whoa,
okay, let's start again. Caitlin from Redland Bay has sent through a picture on the burner. Phone of her lawn, which is her partner's one true love.
It looks like AstroTurf. It is beautiful. It looks like it's made in a laboratory.
Mm, that's right.
That is pretty perfect. Once those squares blend together, that's going to look a treat.
Jesus Christ.
That is edged with perfection.
I'm going to have to waddle out of here.
That would be better to take a sheet and lie out on that, wouldn't it, than your bed?
Yeah, I sleep on that.
Nice
and cool,
under
too.
Under the stars. Yeah. How romantic.
So what Caitlin's saying is... She's worried that her partner husband. And you will shack up, Marto, and sleep out on said lawn. Like you just
He's obsessed with the lawn. The lawn takes priority over the girlfriend. It's superseded her.
Mm. Oh, no, you just have to do a little bit of work and it's
good.
Yeah,
but I bet he puts in more work to his grass than he does his wife.
Correct.
Yes.
Is he aerating her?
No. He's
fertilising her?
Perhaps. He's ignoring her. Look at that grass.
Yeah, good on you.
Harley and Goodner, he reckons there needs to be a petition. to rename the Brisbane Broncos to the Brisbane Copycats.
Copycats?
Because they're New Jersey for the Dolphins. I think he means the Brisbane Broncos.
The city jersey.
Because the new Brisbane Broncos city jersey matches the looks of Marto's 21st beer can.
Correct.
It's the Brisbane skyline with the bridge in the background. All that's missing is your face, Marto.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you don't want that.
The back of the jersey of the new Brisbane city jersey, which we will talk about. We actually had Payne Haas and Pat Carrigan on the show talking about
Payne
it.
Payne Haas impressed.
Incredible.
Well, when he saw one of my beer cans, of course.
He was pretty stoked.
Holy.
Holy, he said.
Wowza. But yes, it does. It looks, you even picked that up, Marto. You said, hang on a second,
looks like my 21st beer can.
Marto's 21st.
Let it go.
We'll celebrate this milestone with a bang.
Everyone's
he talks to you all morning long and sometimes talks over the songs, but that's okay. We love
I'm sitting here in Brisbane on radio. I'm going to play New South Wales. That's all you need to know.
Shut up, mate.
Marto's 21st is 21st.
Turning 21 for about 3 months. You thought that I talk about my birthday a lot.
Oh,
Jesus,
mate.
Didn't we celebrate your 21st?
Wait till the end of this year. Marto's 22nd, 22.
Right. Can we go home?
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
Margo, you and I just ran Marto, our esteemed colleague, through the Oscars yesterday, which we knew he wouldn't be across, but I believe... And exclusive to Triple M, Marto, are you now about to bring us a combination?
Oh, God, you go to the big highfalutin', the proper Oscars, because rugby league always looking to ride on the coattails of big world events. They had, I don't know if you saw it, and Triple M were one of the major sponsors of the Triple M NRL, the Rugby League Academy Awards.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know if you saw them.
And there's a...
The presentations were on yesterday.
A lineup of gentlemen outside the studio.
This is outside of the Dally M's. Yeah. This is completely separate.
So, the Dally M's is at the end of the season. See, like the Oscars, you know how they cover movies for the whole of last season. Mm. Some of the Rugby League Academy Awards were the Rugby League Academy Awards. They cover the whole of the last year.
Not the Dally Emmys.
No.
Not the Dally Emmys.
And I think we've got some of the snippets from yesterday, do we?
Did it happen yesterday? Are we pretending to do it now?
Let's pretend to do it now.
Okay, I think they're lining up outside the studio.
What an honour that they're here.
To present as well, to MC the event. I've been just presented my script here. So it is live, Marto. Didn't happen yesterday. We're pretending it's...
Yeah,
I'd like to welcome into the studio to present the Wayne to Best Actor for 2022... Mr. W. Bennett.
And the winner is... And the winner is the best actor, 2022 and 23. Yeah, for some of his work at Jack Wyden's 30th, Latrell Mitchell.
My shoulders!
Yeah, well done, Latrell. That's good.
Thank you, Wayne. Summer Lane's fallen down. Can someone help him out of the studio, please?
I thought he was going to get the award himself for his role in Stan, Dawn of the Dolphins. He's introvert.
Next award, I've got to go. We've got to get training.
I'd now like to welcome to the studio Mr. A. Langer to present the Alfie for Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah, thanks. Where are you going?
Jeez, I wish I'd recorded this.
thanks. And the winner of this one is Kate Man. Kurt Mann for holding Kaelin Ponga's hair back in the toilet cubicle in Newcastle. Well done, Kurtie. Yeah, mate. You always look after your friends.
Someone broke the toilet.
Yes, well done. That's nice. Well done. Thanks, Al. Thank you, Al. What else have we got?
You wouldn't believe he's coming into the studio now.
God, we should have done this at 5 o'clock this morning. But anyway.
Finally, for... Best costume malfunction. I didn't even realise that was a category, Margo. It's Mr. D. Lockyer.
Thanks, boys. Albert Kelly and Payne Haas, round two last year in the Sanchu Shuffle. And congrats to Payne Haas, who's here to accept the awards today. Well done, Payne.
Payne, if you'd like to step up to the microphone and say something.
Just a quick speech, if you wouldn't mind.
Holy.
Yeah, thank you, Payne. That's enough.
Well done, Payne. Well done.
A lot of glitz and glamour.
Did we run out of studio time to record that yesterday?
That'll never happen again.
Marto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
We've been talking a lot about the Dolphins. Marto, you're proudly wearing a different hat today. You've got two Dolphins hats merchandise.
I've got me Broncos toweling shorts on, though.
You certainly do. And I want to focus on the Broncos because the Dolphins have been getting a lot of attention. They're the new baby in the family. Everybody wants to hold it and they forget about the other siblings being acknowledged. But the Broncos are doing everything they can to stamp their ownership over the city of Brisbane. And they yesterday launched a new jersey, the 2023 Broncos Brisbane City jersey.
So this is on the back of that huge advertising campaign. They're spending big money to make sure that they push the junior brother down.
Yeah, Adam Reynolds was quoted yesterday saying, "We are proud of the city that we come from."
He's from Redfern.
Brisbane is our home. We raise our kids here. We play here.
Did he really say that?
We live here. We train here. We are proud of Brisbane.
How many seasons did he play for the South?
He lives out near Strathpine somewhere.
It doesn't matter. He's here. He's
out near Dolphins. He lives out near Redcliffe.
He kind of stipulated that, yes, you know, Redcliffe, the Dolphins have.
They might as well go to Herbie Farnworth. Oh, yeah, I really like the Broncos. I've been here my whole life.
But they did unveil a new jersey. They're calling it the City jersey. Yeah. They will be wearing those colours for round four against the Dolphin because it means war. There's a turf war happening here in Brisbane.
Really? Is this the purple one?
There certainly
is. Did they get the city wrong? Did they go Melbourne instead of Brisbane?
Well, let's talk about it.
Why is it purple?
They have taken colour inspiration from the state capital's stunning sunset. Whoa. The jersey features a roadmap of iconic Brisbane landmarks.
Tell me what's on there because I haven't looked it up.
And the city skyline. Well, I'm not going to tell you about it. I told you, I promised we'd get some Broncos on the show.
Yeah.
Please welcome Pat Carrigan and Payne Haas.
Holy. Brisbane City jersey. That's cracker. Story of the city and the Broncos. The heart of Brisbane, eh?
You're the heart of Brisbane, Paddy.
Story Bridge. House with Wolves.
Yeah.
I think Suncorp mates on here too.
Oh, I think it's at the front, bro. Right, top here on the roadmap here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Off,
yeah, just
off
there.
From the river,
yeah,
eh?
Like there.
Yeah. Yeah, Auckland. No, Brisbane.
We won't be getting them to do a movie review anytime soon.
How did he start that?
He was overwhelmed, wasn't he?
Holy.
That was the boys being presented with the new Brisbane City jersey for the very first time.
Wow.
They put their eyes across it. And I tell you, the people of Brisbane, the Brisbane Broncos fans are loving it.
Are they?
Looked across their social media outlets yesterday. Yeah. Wicked, epic. Oh, I need this. Sold. Love it. Heart of Brisbane. Oh.
I read a comment yesterday that said,
"Holy."
Holy, they were excited. Payne Haas, though, of course, the big Buffalo head, big running front forward.
Jeez, he was good the other night.
Jeez, he was good, Marto.
Oh, my God.
What does he think of it as an individual?
Nah, it's cool. Obviously, having the roadmap of Brisbane and the river wrapping around the city. I like the midnight colour.
What, to go and visit your mum and give it to her in jail?
Pat Carrigan, he's just re-signed with the Broncos for a further 3 years. They're saying he will captain the Broncos. He will be the captain of Queensland, the captain of Australia. What does he think of the new Brisbane City jersey?
Yeah, I think it's pretty special. You know, a lot of us come through the system here and supported Brizzy, and I'm Brizzy born and raised, and it's cool. It's cool that we get another team that we get to compete against. But Brisbane will always be owned by Broncos.
Dripping they're like used car salesmen, these two.
Was that scripted? Did they tell them to say midnight colour? Payne Haas would have never said midnight.
I don't think vibrant was in their vocabulary.
No. Magenta? What would Dulux
It is very storm colours. I think it's a beautiful jersey. I really do love the colours, the pink and the purple. I think it's really pretty, but I just think it's too Melbourne Storm-like.
How much?
Oh, well, that's what I was looking at, Marto.
Yes.
Sorry.
Don't need any more jerseys, and certainly our producer, Graham Snow, owns 16 Broncos jerseys so far.
When Louise, his wife, sees a credit card bill, she says,
"Holy."
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbaneers.
We've been speaking to some Dolphins. We've been speaking to some Broncos too. The Dolphins we've talked to over the last couple of weeks include Felice Kaufusi.
Before their first game.
Awarded what? The Artie Legacy
Man
Medal.
Man of the match. And then last week we spoke to Hamaso, the Hammer, who was man of the match in that game.
So, Tom Gilbert, do we say,
congratulations,
Tommy, you'll get man of the match this weekend.
Congratulations, man of the match against the Knights.
Well said.
Knights Friday night. Gee, must be looking forward to going down to Newcastle.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's obviously our first trip away as a team, so it'll be good to...
No. Who's the big tip to get arrested, do you think? Wayne.
Jared Wallace.
Wayne.
Jared Wallace.
What does that do when you go on the road, Tommy? Does it band you together? But you know what I mean?
They find out who their roommate is, Tommy. Do you know who you're rooming with?
Yeah, you find out your roommate, you find out a few coffee orders, you find out a few brekkie orders, so it'll be interesting.
What happens with that? Do you keep the same roommate the whole season in rugby league?
Generally.
Oh, really? But you can complain. Surely you can go to Wayne and go, listen, he is so annoying, Jared Wallace.
I think they'll fall on deaf ears with Wayne.
Yeah.
Who are you hoping for? Who are you not hoping for?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't want to say someone and they're terrible.
Felice Gufusi, he said he doesn't want to room with Jared Wallace.
Oh, no,
he told us.
Well,
he said,
I wouldn't want to room with Felice. So.
Why?
Oh, he's just got a few...
habits.
Skin problems and that are contagious and...
That's no great. Sharing towels, that's Tommy.
Moisturiser.
Yeah, no sharing.
Don't touch my moisturiser.
Hey, Tommy, what's Wayne been like? Take us inside the club. How's it all going? How much interaction do you get there?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Obviously, we've had a good start to the year. And, we probably haven't been around the club actually too much a few last couple of weeks. We've had a few short day turnarounds. So it's probably good going on a away trip with the boys and stuff. Because we haven't had to train as much, but obviously it's a good environment at the moment.
Get away from their wives and girlfriends.
Some people have got children.
Get away from chores and stuff.
You can go visit the Kurt Mann Kalen Ponga Memorial Bathroom. I believe there's a plaque on that dummy.
Down in Newcastle. Well, Wayne will know his way around Newcastle because he was there for a couple of years.
Well, that's where he met his new bride, Dale, in Newcastle.
He could put an umbrella up and
very
do a tour.
Very sentimental.
Can I ask a proper rugby league question? You're down 12-6 at halftime there. You didn't deserve to probably be even that far into the game. What did Wayne, did he pull out the keep it simple story again at halftime? What did he say to you?
Yeah, well, pretty much, obviously. That's the way we wanted to, I guess, focus our footy around is playing simple, high completions and doing the little things right. And I think in the first half, it's hard in the wet to do it. So it's probably a big emphasis more so to make sure you're doing that. And, with penalties and errors, we weren't really doing that. So I guess we just went back to trading sets in the second half and, getting a bit of 50-50 calls as well and waiting for one team to break. And, fortunately for us, it wasn't us.
Hey, Tommy, last week we spoke with Paul Kooneman, Matthew Kooneman's dad, and he was talking to us about the travels he had been on to get to watch his son.
God, his desperation.
To play in India. He missed flights, stopovers, 24
took him
2 hours.
Days to
he,
get there.
He went in a tuk-tuk. He lost his. Your dad is skiing in America. Has he even watched you play this year?
Does he care?
I'm not too sure.
I don't think he cares.
Follow your dad on Facebook. Shane and I are mates because, of course, you're. Rochelle Courtenay, Share the Dignity Marto, who I've done a lot of work with, is your dad's wife. So we're facey friends. And I'm like, Shane's over in America skiing on a boys' trip while his son's back here, on debut for the Dolphins.
He doesn't care about you.
No, it's
has he been checking in?
No, not too much. It's a boys' trip. It's sentimental.
Hey, listen. What about Hamaso? Can I just check the celebration after he scored that second try? His second try with the fin up and the tail out.
The big dolphin.
Who developed that dolphin look like? Is that something everyone's going to do?
No, that's a Hamaso trade. He seems to have a nick for finding the try line. So he's obviously been practicing in the off season his try celebration while we've all been worrying about just making tackles and stuff. So
it's a fullback too.
Yeah, just setting him up and then he can do the celebration. Exactly.
Yeah, Tommy, just standard fullback.
Yeah. Tom Gilbert from the Dolphins taking on the Broncos. This is round four, so not this weekend. Round four is the Battle of Brisbane, dolphinsnrl.com.au. Before we let you go, Tommy, can I just check quickly? We've been having fun with a sound this morning, and I just want to know how much you study your opposition. From this one word, can you identify this player, please?
Holy.
Tom Gilbert. Right, one more. He's a big unit.
Holy.
It was a Bronco as well.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
I don't know. I was going to say Josh Papali'i, but...
No, Buffalo head, Payne Haas. That was his assessment of the new Brisbane Tommy. City Broncos jersey that they're going to be debuting against you next weekend.
That'll be exciting. It'll be good.
All right, Tommy. Holy.
Triple M. Thanks, Tommy Gilbert. Good on you, mate.
Good luck in Newcastle.
You mean man of the match, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Congratulations again, please. Tom. It's Triple M.
Holy.
And so it begins.
It's a seesaw battle.
It's a battle because it's a battle.
It's a battle.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Triple M's Battle of Brisbane.
Come on!
And rumble they will. That's the Dolphins and the Broncos. Round 4, Friday, March 24, Suncorp Stadium. It's a Dolphins home game, so if you want to be there, even if you're a Broncos supporter, go to dolphinsnrl.com.au. Get your tickets there or get them with us in the Battle of Brisbane, which is the tug of war to end them all across the Brisbane River. 10v10, north v south. Marto north, Margo south. There's one on each team so far.
So I've got one so far. Margo, we've got to get a girl involved today straight away. So
has to be a girl, does it?
Has to be a girl today. Is that all right?
Well, I've got
I need a girl, you need one.
I've got my 5'8", 120-kilogram nugget. Nathan is going to be joining me on the end of the rope. I've nominated him as my anchor.
I've already got a captain. I need to start filling the 10-person team now.
Okay, so but we need tugging experience here. Do you do the battle ropes at the gym? What makes you qualified to join in the battle?
Have you ever pulled your car out of, I don't know, a flood or something other?
Oh, dear.
Have you got quadruplets and
you've
pushed
your Mustang off the garage wall that your 11-year-old son crashed?
Well, I imagine tug of war is pain tolerance too. So if you've birthed quadruplets, you could just
push through
the lactic acid buildup on the rope.
Have you
ladies,
ever
come on.
An 8-kilogram child.
Oh, wow. That would hurt.
8 kilogram.
Holy.
We're looking for our lady tuggers of Brisbane, north and south. 133353. Give us a call. We need you on our teams. You've got to pitch yourself. Tell us why you deserve to be there. What traits do you bring that are going to be an advantage?
Have we mentioned that if you're a member of the winning tugging team, tug of war team, you go to the Battle of Brisbane on the 24th of March?
Broncos v Dolphins.
All 10 will win a double pass. So we're sending 20 people along to the footy.
It's not just about size. Have you seen proper tug of war teams? We were analysing them yesterday. It's the fight
and
the dog.
Right back and forth.
It's not the weight of the dog, it's the fight and the dog.
I thought the men were keen, but look at the phones. They have lit up. The ladies of Brisbane, we have asked and they have called. Mm. We're going to find out who's going to be joining our team, Marto. You get to pick one, I get to pick one.
Leanne in Lytton wants to get involved. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
Leanne, have you birthed 4 children out your hoo-ha naturally with no drugs?
Hold on, someone needs... Can you yellow card?
That's the level of toughness that I'm bringing to this team.
Yellow card. That's
10 minutes.
Not a stitch in sight, ladies and gentlemen.
That's red.
That's microphone off. Leanne, talk to me. I'm the sensible one here. Leanne, what are your credentials to be a tugger?
What are my credentials to be a tugger?
Yeah, show yourself to us, Leanne.
What are you being to
if you want to be
or?
On my team, you've got to bring something
gonna
to the table.
I'm going to bring strong woman power to the team.
Ah, oh, show us your strength, Leanne. How can you demonstrate it?
Do you go to the gym? What's your background?
I do go to the gym. At the moment, I'm taking a break. Just doing me.
Well, you need to take it back up again, Leanne. We need to get you back in the gym because we've got to get those biceps. We've got to get those arms. We need the finger strength, Leanne. Can you do some...
These guns to pull the tugger.
Yeah, that's the one, Leanne. Leanne, do you play footy?
Yes.
Well, tell us about it, Leanne. You're supposed to be selling yourself to me.
Margo's doing a lot of heavy
work. I'm trying to help you, Leanne. Are you a second row for the Winner Manly Sea Eagles?
Winner Manly Sea Girls.
Oh, well, that'll do. We'll
we
take
won
it.
A grand final 2 years ago. Yeah.
Have you got it in you? Have you got it in you? Have
come
you ever,
on, Leanne, lift.
Have you ever...
Yes, I got it in me.
Yay, here we go.
There she is, Leanne. We have to go. Hang on a second. Just hold the line and I'll make a decision off air. Okay. Marto, who have you got here from Kalanga? Oh,
Mez.
No,
from Kalanga, I actually know who Mez is. Hi, Mez.
Hello.
Hold on. Oh, my God. It's a tough competition.
Southsiders.
Those Southsiders sound so weak, mate. You need me on your team.
They don't have enough. Now, Mez, I don't know the personal details, but I know you are a gym instructor, but also I know you are one of the strongest looking women I've ever met in my life. What's your story? What's the background on you?
So I used to play professional basketball, and then I had kids and lost myself a bit. And then I decided that no more, I don't want to look like this anymore. So I decided to get strong and tough.
She's on the shred.
I'm determined. I'm powerful. I'm up to 70 kilo bench presses.
Jesus. What I need.
How tall are you, Mez?
She's tall.
I'm 6'3".
6'3".
Yeah. Gotcha.
Incredible.
Mez, can you, bench press won't help us on the tug of war, but I tell you what, seated rows and bent over rows, can you get to work on them for us?
I got to work on them last night, and I am absolutely
prepared. She's prepared.
This is
a bit of hanging as well. Grip strength is going to determine the game. Yeah, so hanging for like a chin up bar.
About the fingers, right? Yeah, you've got to build up that grip strength.
You need them like chipolatas for the big day, Mez. I think Marto's happy.
I'm very happy with Mez. I don't know about Leanne.
I'm going to come back to you. Leanne, hello. Are you there, Leanne?
Hello.
All right, Leanne.
You see what we've got on the north side, Leanne?
Do you see what you're up against? 6'3". She's been preparing last night by doing rows and bicep curls. Are you? Can I rely on you to come to the table, Leanne, and bring your A game?
Absolutely. You can rely on me 100%.
All right.
I do bench press 70 kilo, back squat 100 kgs. I think I got it.
She's got it. All right. Okay. Leanne, welcome to Team Southside. All right.
Yes, Team Southside. Let's go.
Let's tell you go. Okay. I think we better give her a Red Bull before the event.
All right. Leanne and Mez, they are the second in for each team, and we need 10 each. So there's still 8 spots for each team. 16 total to get you to the Battle of Brisbane, Friday, March 24, Suncorp Stadium, dolphinsnrl.com.au, or keep it here on Triple M.
If you've got a video of you trying to pull a tree down with a rope or anything like that could help.
A truck.
Pulling a car with your teeth.
Get out to the airport today and pull a jumbo. All right?
With your teeth.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbaners.
Well, the 95th Academy Awards kicked off yesterday. There was the Oscars. And like every award show, there are winners and losers, Marto and Dan. And I think we start on the red carpet with the loser of the evening.
Oh.
Hugh Grant interviewed by Ashley Graham on the red carpet. He didn't seem too interested to be there.
The whole of humanity is here. It's Vanity Fair.
Okay, well, what are you wearing tonight then?
Just my suit.
Your suit? Who made your suit? You didn't make it.
I can't remember. My tailor.
That's okay. Yeah. Shout out to the tailor.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that those questions on the red carpet are relatively vacuous. And he just was so, did not want to be there. He just
Why was he there?
Well, she asks him about the role.
Still acting?
The movie, The Glass Onion. It's a show on Netflix. There's two parts to it. I can't remember what the other one was. Yeah. But he didn't even seem to care that he was in it anyway.
How fun is it to shoot something like that?
Well, I'm barely in it. I'm in it for about 3 seconds.
Yeah, but still, you showed up and you had fun, right?
Almost.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
You
want to talk about
to you guys.
You want to talk about no chemistry between newsreaders? There was no chemistry from Hugh Grant on the red carpet yesterday, but he is the loser of the Oscars. Because there were plenty of winners, and it was all about everywhere, about everything, and all at one
everything,
time.
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
Yes.
Has anyone seen that movie yet? Where is it?
It's fine.
Mm. Hold on. It's fine. Didn't it win everything?
It won everything. It won Best Picture.
Because it's a Korean movie, and the Oscars so woke, and it's a Korean movie, so have all the awards.
Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, Best Supporting Actor. It cleaned up.
Okay,
it took away.
We want to look like good people. We've got to give them lots of awards.
It's no Top Gun. Mm. I'll tell you that much. That
but the
was
host,
a good, it's no Cocaine Bear. Now that's a hell of a film.
But the host of the 95th Academy Awards, Jimmy Kimmel, he was great, Dan, wasn't he?
He had a couple of highlights there. He was taking the piss out of Colin Farrell and a few other Irish blokes are there. This was a. There weren't many highlights. I thought this was one of them of his monologue.
It was some year for diversity and inclusion. We have nominees from every corner of Dublin. 5 Irish actors are nominated tonight, which means the odds of another fight on stage just went way up.
Oh, good one.
And it was referencing the Will Smith slap, Chris Rock from last year.
Oh, so they talked about what happened last year.
Well, it was the elephant in the room, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, Brendan Fraser was the elephant in the room.
He was the whale.
So I think Jimmy did pretty well handling it and taking the piss out of all of the, let's face it, tossers who are giving themselves golden statues at this award ceremony. Someone gets assaulted on stage, what do? Jimmy summed it up perfectly.
We have strict policies in place. If anyone in this theater commits an act of violence at any point during the show, you will be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute long speech.
And so that's about Will, of course, who did actually go on to win. And this was about the crowd who watched it all unfold and just did nothing.
The Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing.
Yeah.
Sit there and do absolutely nothing. Maybe even give the assailant a hug.
Which a few of them did.
Yeah. Denzel Washington, did, right?
Yeah, gave him a little whisper in the ear. What are you doing?
It's all going to be okay. It's but you did mention the whale in the room, Mardo. And even though Everything Everywhere All at Once cleaned up all of the awards, Best Actor went to Brendan Fraser for...
Brendan
Fraser.
What movie was he in?
Well, he was in The Whale. It's about an English teacher who's a recluse and he literally eats himself to death. Like, he just sits in his house.
Really?
He gets really fat and he eats himself to death.
Oh, it's a movie about an eating disorder.
It's one of those movies you watch to cry. Duff, my wife, cried. Watching it.
I'm not sure if it was cute, Marto.
I don't think it would be. I'll tell you what wasn't cute.
His speech. He's a bit of a weird cat, right? Mm. Encino Man, he was in that. He's made some strange choices in his career.
The Mummy.
Yeah, he boycotted this very event some years ago because he claimed he was sexually abused or, something.
Right.
Yeah,
he's had trouble.
He claimed he was sexually abused by the industry. He was part of the Me Too movement, so he rejected Hollywood and he made himself a bit of a recluse. And then The Whale gave him a lifeline back into Hollywood. And he gave a speech.
It's been like I've been on a diving expedition on the bottom of the ocean, and the air on the line to the surface is on a launch being watched over by some people in my life, like my sons, Holden and Leland and Griffin. I love you, Griffy. I'm so grateful to you. Good night.
I'm not really sure what he was trying to get to, but I think he was trying to say was that he struggled for a little bit and the people around him propped him up and gave him a bit of a lifeline. I'm not sure. Anyway, it didn't make sense to me.
We need to remember they're all actors.
Yes, of course.
They spend their whole life pretending.
But lots of people very excited that they won Oscars because they yelled it out at the top of their voice, I won an Oscar!
We can see that.
Just keep it tight, guys. No need to lecture to the rest
of us.
How long to go for? Four and a half hours. Oh, you'll never
too long. A little bit like this segment.
Yeah. Bye for now. It's Triple M.
Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Marto's Thought on Sport.
So I was sitting down with my wife, Kath, on Sunday night watching Australian Idol. Quite an outstanding episode it was. Of Australian Idol.
I thought you were doing sport. Is this a music review again? Yesterday you did Oscars and you did an entertainment report. What are you doing today, Australian Idol report?
We'll get there. There's no one who loves sport more than Katy Perry. This little Amali Diamond, her name was. She was banging out beautiful looking 16-year-old blondie.
Yeah. She's a favourite.
I saw her last weekend too and I didn't realise. Well, hold on. Just have a listen to some of it. She'll get close to winning this. That's the young Aussie girl. That's not Katy Perry singing that. Yeah, good on you, love.
She is amazing. I mean, she's
You know who I'm talking about.
Stunning to look at. She's 16 years old. She's tall, blonde, gorgeous, and has a voice like that powerhouse.
Better than a great attitude. Oh, this is second week in a row because Kath watches it and I usually look over the shoulder and go, oh, right, whatever. But last week I heard her after she sang. She seemed like a beautiful young girl.
Nice young girl.
Great attitude, well adjusted. And then on Sunday it was paying tribute to your heroes. There was one girl sang a song, Oh My heroes, Delta, whatever, love.
Oh, Delta Goodrum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did
they
you,
all carried
did
on.
Did you think that she sung better than Delta Goodrum?
Yes, I did think she was better than Delta.
She was better than Delta.
But also wrong show.
This blondie, Amali, or Amali, whatever.
Amali.
Yeah, she goes on and she says who her hero was, and this is why it's a thought on sport.
I'm so happy this week's Hero Week and I get to celebrate my dad. My dad, Craig Diamond, was a professional NRL player, and he even played for Australia.
What?
Do you remember feeling like nervous, or
do
you want
to hear it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dad got a run. Dad's got the big boofy head. And I went, Jesus, I remember him. So I started to Google. I went,
that's well, funny.
He played nearly 200 games of NRL, three clubs, played for the Steelers. I did write it down somewhere. Played between 83 and 94. 180 games of NRL. That's proper career.
That's good.
Steelers. He played for Cronulla for about 8 years.
Who were the Steelers?
The Illawarra Steelers.
Oh,
see,
of
they
course.
Joined with the Dragons.
St. George Dragons.
St. George Illawarra
Dragons.
We've almost forgotten about the Illawarra part, haven't we? Yes, we're just St. George.
Did he ever win a premiership or anything?
All right, in 1989. Oh, in 1989, does everyone know what happened at the end of 1989? The greatest, he was playing for the Canberra Raiders. The greatest, before the 2015 Grand Final, Broncos versus Cowboys, the greatest Grand Final in the history of NRL was the Raiders in 1989 beat the Balmain Tigers in extra time.
Ricky Stewart era?
Yeah, Mal Meninga.
Played with them.
Bradley Clyde, Laurie Daly.
Oh, my Lord.
He was injured. He missed the grand final.
Was he on the winning team?
No, but he played for the Raiders all year and then missed the grand final. He got injured a few weeks
before. Did the Raiders win, though?
Yeah.
The Raiders won.
He was a ripper. Go,
premiership ring still?
Go home and watch that. I don't know. Would he have gotten a premiership ring in those days? They were pretty tight ass with them.
You can't be watching that.
You've got to play. Yeah, it's a strange rule. You can play all season, Mr. Granny. Nah. No ring for you.
I'm just saying, rugby league fans, I know you're probably not idle fans, but if you want to jump on and turn idle into rugby
you're
league,
a man
get
of
on
the
and vote.
People. Just bringing Australian Idol and rugby league into one.
I was so happy. But you know what he was doing while she was singing? He was eating a pie.
Oh, what
I said, Cactus. So she said, he is not. And he was in the shadows. He was eating, and it looked like
the
a pie. While she was singing the song of a life. Dad's up there.
I've just checked Sportsbet. She's paying $1 to sing the national anthem at the NRL Grand Final.
Oh, my God. What a fairy tale.
She has incredible.
To. Pie in one hand. Good on you, Marley.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Hey, we just heard Amelia in the news talking about the big announcement, historic announcement for AUKUS today. Anthony Albanese is going to be telling us about their plans. It is suspected that they will announce that we are going to be buying nuclear-powered submarines from the US, Marto. And I was glad to hear that that's the speculation because I'm glad they're not buying them from the Colombians.
At least 8 people have died after 2 suspected smuggling boats overturned off the coast of San Diego, California. Officials say no one was wearing life jackets and called it one of the deadliest maritime events in the region's history.
Oh, dear.
No one was wearing life jackets. Are we getting life
Safety
jackets
first.
From the Americans as well?
Safety first.
Not from the Colombians.
I think this is a big lesson, ladies and gentlemen. Don't do drugs and don't become a drug smuggler because not only did those 2 boats overturn, killing all 8 of its drug smugglers on board, Marto.
So if you're going to be a drug smuggler, learn to swim.
Learn to swim or wear a life jacket. But unfortunately, for the cocaine, Colombian cocaine distribution, their 3rd boat, because there was 3 boats, I think maybe 2 might have been a distraction.
A third boat
was seized by the Navy just off, it didn't get far off the Colombian coast.
So we now integrate that into our fleet? We seize that?
Where did the Colombians buy their subs from? Because we don't want to buy it from them either. Were they the French submarines maybe that we didn't pick up on?
I saw it looks like a boat that they tried to make into a sub. It was really the Colombian.
It was made
building.
In the jungles of Colombia.
Let's have a go.
Sally's no more gaps.
So what are all the Sydney party people
They're calling it a semi-submersible.
Semi-submersible
narco submarine.
It was very semi.
I think it was actually a boat that became semi-submersible because it had 3.6 tons of cocaine on board.
Okay.
And so just weighed it down below the surface. But those two drug smugglers, or two of four, two survived only just from inhaling the fumes of the cocaine.
Oh, Jesus. What a way to go.
Two of them were found dead as well, Marto. So 10 cocaine drug smugglers found dead on Sunday.
Have a moment.
You've heard of cocaine bear. How about cocaine semen? And if you want, didn't we have a problem getting people into the Navy? We're talking about how we need all these new people to join up.
Where are we going
to
get them from?
Well, how about this is a motivating factor?
Well, they used
party
to.
Party boat.
The Navy, the Navy used to give you a tot of rum every day. That was part of your bonus. Can you imagine the Colombian Navy? Hey, come along.
Very
up.
Motivated. These guys won't quit.
You say party boat, Dan, full of cocaine. We used to have one here in Brisbane.
Oh, no.
I think it was called
Sea Dick. It's Marto and Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Battle of Brisbane, round four in the NRL. Dolphins home game v. the mighty Broncos. DolphinsNRL.com.au to get there or get involved in our Battle of Brisbane. The tug of war to end them all, north v south, across the river. We were talking about this battle in 1942, Marto. You brought up about the American soldiers stealing a bunch of Brizzy girls. They all fell in love, and the Brizzy boys are like, there's no girls left for us.
Yeah, that's what happened.
We didn't get any people calling in about battles, but we did get a bunch of people, including Daryl, who were just Americans, who just wanted to get on the show and brag about how they also stole a Brisbane girl many years later. We won't be taking those calls.
We will take calls, 133353, if you're an Aussie who grabbed a Yank chick as payback.
Yeah, exactly.
We won't really be taking those calls.
Guess what is getting some traction on the burner phone? 0484101045, a new segment we've launched. We're happy with it, but you who are listening seem to be happy with it as well.
Newsreaders get the chat on.
We are the watchdog for newsreaders when they go off the auto cue, Marto.
I think we all know. If you watch the news, whether it's Channel 10, Channel 9, 7, Sky News, anything, when they hand over to each other, it's as if they just met in the car park and said, let's go to work, and they have no chemistry whatsoever.
Two submissions here from people who listen to the show. So good on you, Pete and Daz have both texted 0484101045.
Who are they pinning down?
It's both on Channel 10 here. Now, here's the top line. Marto, Margo, myself, Snowy, Alex, who work on the show, we can only do so much monitoring, and we are the watchdogs. So please help us out. There'll be a prize at the end of the year for the most awkward handover on the news. So this is Channel 10. This is Matt, the sports bloke.
Matt Burke, former Wallaby fullback, Matt Burke.
And, is he?
Oh, like you, like yourself.
Mm. Yeah. We shouldn't be bagging him, but I don't care. I'm fearless.
Well, we're not bagging him. We're just highlighting.
Well, I haven't heard it yet.
Matt is not the issue here.
Oh, good. Well done, Burkey.
So it's never the fullback. Is it fault? So it's always someone else's
fault.
Is Sandra involved?
Sandra's involved twice here. So this was Pete on the burner phone, okay? This was from last week. Have a listen to this handover.
He's going to pick up our spray of the day and trash talk. Sals, who does trash talk these days?
You allege I do it all the time. And that's outrageous. We'll take this up again later.
So funny. Do they just need to have a root and just get over it?
Do you reckon there's chemistry there?
Oh, God, yeah. There's not verbal chemistry, but there seems to be some awkward sexual thing. Sandra wants a little bit of Matt Burke.
She was laughing too much.
She didn't know what to say.
Are you feeling a silence
there? It was a nervous laugh because she didn't know how to respond, so she was thinking.
Because it wasn't written on the screen.
Because as Marto said, these people don't really know each other. They just giggle along. And here's one from last night. Daz submitted this. Again, get in touch. If you see anything like this, 0484
Where are we? Also on Channel 10?
Channel 10, Sandra Sully. But this...
Oh, well done, Sandra.
This is not even a handover. This was just a moment on the auto cue where her brain just seemed to stop working.
This fumbling fielder, our play of the day. He knew straight away. The head went down straight away.
And then he hit his own foot.
Love it.
That just was me.
He was poised like a panther, I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Spot on. Thank you, Matt. Well, if you thought the weekend was sticky, just wait for what for what this week has in store. I'll get there. Josh has all those details mixed.
He's rattled her. He's the problem. He's unnecessary quipping to Sandra, which is putting her off.
She's not ready for it.
This is not Sandra. This is Matt. This is his problem.
I feel like he's getting a little bit inundated under the collar.
He's putting her under some pressure.
Breathe, Sandra.
Okay, wonderful. Pete,
yeah,
Daz,
you're in the semis.
Yeah, you're both on the shortlist. There'll be a prize at the end of the year. It's this.
Newsreaders get their chat on.
See them get their chat on.
Text it's not us. Written, they can't do it.
We're the watchdog. 0484101045. It's Marto, Margo and Dan, Triple M.
Now, there's been a state government election promise of getting another 1,450 additional police officers by 2025. And I'll tell you what, Queensland Police launched recruitment drive for 600 police officers. They're looking for that over the next 5 years. Now, it's been fast-tracked, that 3 or 4 month training course, and then they get stationed all over Queensland. They're also talking about maybe bringing in some from overseas. It's a great idea.
What we've done is, Marto, we're going to send out the new kid on the block. Dan is going to head out today.
Me, Dan.
Yeah. I did the refereeing, mate. It's your time to do something.
And
all
I've
right?
got a few too many crosses against my name in the system.
you may not leave if you get sent out there.
If they fingerprint me, there could be trouble.
We're sending you out to do the fitness test for the police recruiting. And the lady that is going to be running that today with you, Daniel, is Renee Kurtz. Good morning.
Good morning, team.
Acting Superintendent, Recruiting Constable Training. What are we going to see Dan put through his paces through today?
A stitch up.
Well, this morning he'll be going through the obstacle course out at our Wacol Bob Atkinson Operational Centre. So
beautiful.
This is part of the assessment that our recruits go through to make sure that they're physically fit with all the gear, so the load-bearing vest and the belt on it. Yeah, so we're putting him through his paces.
How much is the vest, Renee?
The vest and the belt, about 20 kilos.
Oh, so more than Dan.
Double. It's like an episode of Survivor. Is there a time limit if he doesn't make it? Can I come and taser him?
I think we could arrange something like that, but there is a time limit, yeah.
Can I sick the dog on him, Renee? Perhaps one of the dog squad dogs?
Maybe, although we do have the Labradors as well, depends.
Fluffy.
No poodles, though, Margot.
No poodles.
Renee, can I be serious for a minute? Because I remember seeing this on the news a few weeks ago and you're talking about maybe bringing recruits in from overseas. What's the problem? Why haven't we got enough? Is it just undesirable or no one wants to work since COVID?
Look, Marto, it's everywhere. You were talking this morning about not getting enough truck drivers and burger flippers. It's the same with recruiting and it's also with police.
What is the process, Renee? Let's get serious about this. You're looking for young men and women to sign up to become a part of the police force. What's the process entail?
Well, first of all, anyone who's interested, they have to be over 17 years to apply. They need to have either finished year 12 or if they haven't, have 3 years full-time employment. So we find a lot of tradies who leave school earlier but do their trade and then after a few years they want another challenge or have always wanted to be a cop.
What about 45? 45-year-olds, 50-year-olds who maybe are having trouble finding a job, and that's what often they get disposed of by as office workers. Can they come and be cops?
Is there a cut-off, Renee? I'm 38. Can I get out of this somehow?
No, you can't get out of it, Dan, but there is a cut-off. We have mandatory retirement at 60 at the moment. So if you're 58, we encourage you to come and join us. Probably past that, it'd be a short career in the police.
Sure would.
The academy is 8 months training. Either at the Townsville Academy or the Brisbane Academy, and we'll pay you, it's about $1,700 a fortnight to do the training.
That's all right, but I meant when you become a junior
officer.
Constable, how much do you get paid? Is it 60, 70, 80?
So the start wage, including what we call operational shift allowance, so that's your night work allowance, it's about $85,000 is your start wage, and it goes up every year after that.
Well, you're going to see Dan out there today, Renee. Put him through his paces. Don't go easy on him.
Please go
He's worn his active wear in here today. He's ready and raring to go.
He's got his Lululemon bra top on.
This is what I wear every day. This is how I'm always dressed. I don't know how I'm going to go just carrying a 20-kilo vest, Renee, so I'll see you
I'm going to swipe some
show.
Dog food onto him before he leaves here so the Alsatians
put an iPhone in my pocket.
Pull your heads in, gentlemen. Renee Kurtz, Acting Superintendent, Recruiting Constable Training. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem.
All the best.
See you soon, mate. It's Triple M.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbaners.
Oh, we alluded to a little earlier in the show that there was going to be a huge announcement, Marto and Dan. Mr. Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, is overseas at the moment in the US, orchestrating a deal with AUKUS. And if you don't understand what AUKUS stands for, it stands for Australia. It stands for the UK. And it stands for the US. And as they... No, not that one. And as they stand there together, united on a new submarine deal, Australia.
Cop that, China.
Australia. Cop that, China.
Cop that. Shots fired. Get that into China.
Australia has
submarines.
Committed $368 billion to the US. And Mr. Our Prime Minister has labelled the historic AUKUS deal as a new chapter in strengthening the relationship with the US and the UK, a friendship built on our shared values, our commitment to democracy, and our common vision for a peaceful and prosperous future.
And our need to get rid of some really expensive submarines.
And all the uranium.
Thank God we found a sucker who'll buy them. It's that Australia
it's all about
mob.
The modernisation of the national defence.
Oh, is that what it's about?
But I often wonder how good our friendship is when the Prime Minister and the President of the US and the UK don't even know what our Prime Minister's name is.
It's an honour to be here to welcome Prime Minister Albanese and Prime Minister Sunak.
Prime Minister Albanese. In true, typical
but
Joe
you
Biden
you do remember,
form.
That was his name until 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Remember he made the pronouncement?
He didn't even know how to...
How do you say Japanese?
Japanese.
Spelt the same way as Albanese.
Japanese.
Albanese.
Do you know what he did?
He Italianed
it up. Albanese.
So is it?
Yeah, he came
Albanese.
Up. Yeah, but let's remember
he
how.
He came in here, remember, and told us how to say it.
But let's remember, how did he become Italian?
His mother had
Rooted
slept with
a steward
cruise,
on a cruise ship. Oh, how Italian is he? He met his father once. And he, oh, I'm Italian. Oh, yeah, right,
so I'm you're saying mind. It's not Joe Biden's fault that he doesn't know how to say Anthony
Albanese. Yeah, he's like the people from what's that show where their name's Bucket and they call themselves the Bouquet. Oh, I think he's talking it up.
Okay, righto. So there's some confusion and some conjecture around to say how to say Albanese or Albanese, and we'll let that slide because Joe Biden in his old age.
I'm you with know, you. He's like a Pacific Island player. If he wants his name pronounced like that,
all the letters.
I'm happy to go with
all
it.
The letters. Yes, do happy. You not think, though, that Anthony is pretty straightforward?
Joe, Anthony.
Oh, no.
You represent
what?
Three allies.
Oh, Richie.
Such a rotten day.
The Prime Minister of the UK, Richie Sunak. He's got Albanese, right? But he's stuffed up Anthony. It's not Anthony. There's an H in there. But according to the US
what
and the UK.
What a terrible day for Albo.
I know, poor guy.
God.
Remember that day that they Joe Biden referred to ScoMo as that other, what was he, what did he say?
He completely forgot his name.
Yeah. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
Thank you very much, pal.
The day we got champ.
Well, at least they remembered Anthony Albanese's name, even though they got it wrong. So I would like to now announce our Prime Minister.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Anthony Albanese.
What a day. Do we really have to pay them all that money?
Just call him Albo.
Yeah, exactly.